Blog Talk Radio. Right. Shalom, 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 Israel, saints of the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. Blessings to you all, saints. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. I'm your host for the evening, Elder Donnie here, as we contend for the faith. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just so grateful and thankful to be here yet another day, just to fellowship with you, another broadcast. Hallelujah. Unfortunately, this is the last broadcast of the Contend for the Faith series or edition of Straightway Truth on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. But it is an honor and a privilege, saints. It has been. And it truly is a joy. Hallelujah. Just to fellowship with you, saints, and to be with you here. I give all praise and honor and glory to the Most High Yah. Before I get started, saints, I want to let me get a sound check first and foremost. Yeah, I'm coming in your area. All right, saints are already on it. Got 11, faithful number 11, 10, 10, 10 all across the board. All right. Thank you, saints. I appreciate that. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, saints, I want to give all praise and all honor to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. For him, without him, we could do nothing. Hallelujah. And I want to just greet you all, to all the saints that are scattered abroad, beloved of Yah, those that are called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from Yahweh our Father and Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Blessings to you all, saints. Hallelujah. And as you know, I like to start the show off by giving all praise and honor to the Most High Yah through the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because we can't do nothing without him. Hallelujah. We would be lost, dead in our sins. We would really be a mess. Hallelujah. So we got to remember the sacrifice. We got to remember the blood that was shed. Hallelujah. That atoned for our sins. Glory to the King. Giving us another opportunity, another chance to repent, another chance to get this thing right. Hallelujah. So we give all praise and honor where it's due. Also, we give honor to our beloved Pastor Charles Dowell Jr. and for all his labor, for all that he does for us. He really truly shows that he cares for us and he loves us. And then not only that, but he loves the Father. Hallelujah. So glory to the King. We thank y'all for that. And to all the pastors here in Israel. Hallelujah. Teacher McKnight, all of the elders here in Israel, and all the heads of the assemblies and the community heads. Hallelujah. All blessings and praise and honor. The Most High Yah for you all. Glory to the King. But hallelujah. As I was saying, saints, I wanted to make the announcement just before I go any further. As I said, this is the last show for myself, Elder Donnie, hosting solo here on Thursday as we contend for the faith. However, we will, going forward, bring the brother segment. This will be the new home for the brothers segment, hallelujah, which was formerly on, I think Teacher Shane did the last one on last evening. And it'll be a rotation. It'll be myself, it'll be Elder Becker, the Teacher Shane, as well as Elder Spinney. Hallelujah. So you'll hear from one of us on first day. Hallelujah. Be a different one each first day. So glory to the King for that. It's gonna be good. I'm excited about it. I really truly am. I think it's a very good idea to get us all in rotation on first day. That way nobody misses anything. That way we can, give you opportunity to hear something different from a different elder each week. Hallelujah. Instead of hearing my voice every first day. Hallelujah. But it's a joy. I truly tell you it is. And I thank y'all for it. And I really want to, before I go any further, just give thanks to you all. Just say a big, big, huge thank you for each and every last one of you who stuck in there, who supported me, prayed for me, who came diligently to fellowship each week. And send up your prayers and support, and it's just been a joy. I was thinking today about that first show, the first broadcast I did. It lasted about all but 20 minutes or so. Hallelujah. And I remember Brother Mitchell typing in the comment section, man, is that it? That's it? That's the whole show? Well, yeah, man, that was it. So, but I thank y'all for all that he's done, all he's doing. It really showed me a lot about myself through this show, through this broadcast, and getting up here each week before you, saints. Not an easy task, I will say. However, Yah is faithful. Hallelujah. And we can do anything through Christ, and need to just trust and believe in Him. And so you guys have really been a huge help and a support, and you've been encouragement to me. Hallelujah. As I try to encourage you, as I try to, you know, watch for your soul, as I try to, you know, be a good servant unto you, saints. So glory to the King. But just wanted to make that announcement. You know that it's going to be a few elders here on first day in rotation. The brother segment moving to first day. Hallelujah. So we praise y'all for that. And let's see. Want to give a thank you, Brother Ugly, Brother Paul, for being there so diligently, you know, posting scriptures, co-hosting with me. It's a labor of love. I greatly appreciate it. I really do. Brother Steve, Sawinda, I mean, all of you, man, who are there. Those of you who get a chance to come whenever you know, have the time, or, you know, you show up and you type in, send encouraging words, and I get all of that. I see it. And even if it comes through my wife or through another saint or whatever, you let me know if the show blessed you or whatever the case is. So definitely appreciate that. It helped me. Really did. And glory to the King. Hallelujah. I know you will be, brother. I know it, Brother Ugly. I know y'all not going away. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, Brother Mitchell. Bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But I don't have much, saints. It's not going to be a 20-minute show today. But however, just want to keep it short. I really wanted to just come on here and just say thank you. Want to give you that update let you know what's going on. I also want to let you know, just keep Elder Doug Becker. Just keep him in prayer. Keep him lifted up. Hallelujah. Y'all will give him strength throughout his entire body. Hallelujah. And any other saint in Israel that you know of, hallelujah, that needs the prayer, do it diligently. Pray for him, because we all need it. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But Yah is good, isn't he, saints? He really, truly is. Hallelujah. But I'm going to go ahead with the show here. And as I always like to start it off, hallelujah. Psalms 19. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Psalms 19, starting at verse 7 through 11. And it says, the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Hallelujah. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. So hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless Yahweh for his law, for his Torah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. It is our light. Hallelujah. It is our understanding in the sight of the other nations. Hallelujah. It is our protection. Glory to the King. It is our wisdom and knowledge. It's all there. If we just meditate on that law, we just take it seriously. Hallelujah. You look at it, how this world is set up, you know, and how the very essence of it and the very thing that the Most High told his people, Israel, not to partake in or to leave alone, which were unclean, which were not even fit for them. You look at how, you know, there is such high demand in society today. Man has done everything he could do to despise the laws of Yahweh, to do everything he could to make him of less esteem and to disregard him and disrespect him. Hallelujah. That should not be said of us, Israel, his people. But we should do whatever we can do to esteem his laws high. Hallelujah. And it should be shown in our life, you know, in our manner of life, our conversation, you know, our behavior. It should be seen. Hallelujah. So let us be people of truth, people of honesty and integrity, people of truth. Hallelujah. Let us be the light, Israel, in this so dark and cold, desolate place that we live in. Hallelujah. We have hope. We do. We have hope. But it's not in this world. It's not in the things of this world. Hallelujah. But we're looking forward, saints. We're looking up. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. One more here. Psalms chapter 1. Starting at verse 1. Hallelujah. Through 4. And I shared this with the brethren just 6 days, you know, at work when we were at the lunch table. It's so good to have brethren, you know, just to fellowship with while we're out in that world. And I shared this with them, and they were blessed by it as well as myself. And it's very simple. You've heard it before in Psalms, but it's so powerful. And if we just take it to heart, it tells us what will happen. And it says, Psalms 1, starting in verse 1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of Yahweh, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Glory to the King. But verse 4 says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. So there's much to be said about us and the law, about keeping the law of Yahweh and holding it in high regard, meditating on it day and night. Hallelujah. That's one word, you know, teacher even brought it out again to me on yesterday, that we don't do enough, and it's meditate. And that is clear, that it says, but his delight is in the law of Yahweh, and his law doeth he meditate day and night. Night. Hallelujah. That's something we got to do more, saints. Meditate in the law. Don't shy away from it, and don't run from it, but meditate. Hallelujah. And we're getting more and more a greater and greater level of comprehension of the law in this day and time, and how, yes, it is still relevant. Hallelujah. You know, some will say, well, they following that law, and they keeping that law, and they have a curse upon them. Well, I ask you simply, what is the curse that's upon us from keeping the law or striving to keep the law? What is the curse? They can't even tell us. However, I submit to you, saints, these people are liars. They are deceivers, and they are their father, the devil. Hallelujah. So you keep striving. You hold that law in high regard in your life. You do everything you can to do it, no matter what. You know, we find it to be inconvenient for ourselves to uphold the standards of Yah when they conflict with our messed up thinking, with our messed up belief system. We got to do whatever we do to flush that junk out of our mind and esteem the laws of the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. Bless Yah. So we praise Him for that. We definitely need that law. We need it. We need the protection. We need it. Especially in this day and time where our minds are so polluted. What else do we have to run to, saints? What else is there out there for us to run to for refuge, for safety, for wisdom, and for knowledge? Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But yeah, hallelujah. But like I said, saints, I want to come and say thank you this evening. Not going to be too long before you. However, let's see what we got. Glory to the King. Big thank you to Pastor Dow, hallelujah, our shepherd, just for providing this platform for you know, the saints to be able to fellowship and for us to you know, to meet up each week, you know, all throughout the week, and as the weekend, as well as when the week began, you know, we have this opportunity to come here and just to fellowship. So big thank you to Pastor for that. Hallelujah. And also, Elder Rufus, hallelujah, I want to give a big thanks to him for his words of encouragement in the beginning, and to really, just to see him do this, you know, to have enough discernment on his part to see that Pastor Dial needed, you know, a break from the load that he had upon him, you know. Just for him taking on this first day broadcast, hallelujah, and his encouraging words, I'm grateful for it, hallelujah. And, you know, all of you saints, as I said already, for the feedback and encouragement and prayers and all such things. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to start calling names, man. I don't, because there's just so many saints. Hallelujah. And it's not like I'm going anywhere. I'll be back in a couple of weeks here to be back, you know, to share with you. Just have more time to prepare more, you know, for you, for the broadcast, which is good. I'm excited about. Hallelujah. But you all know who you are. Glory to the King. God is good. And some of you that don't want to miss nothing that goes on in the ministry, you try to make it your business to you know, stop everything you're doing and schedule around it so that you can listen to, you know, and hear, you know, what the Spirit said. You know what I mean? And just to grow and to learn. You know, even it doesn't matter what level you're on. I mean, you know, something said can benefit you. Something said can just resonate with you, or just confirm what the Holy Spirit has been dealing with you with, or that you've been seeking or learning, or whatever the case is. And so you all have been instrumental in voicing that, and it's evident that the saints of the Most High are the ones that want to grow, the ones that want to go to the next level. You know, you benefit from it. Hallelujah. And so that's a blessing in itself. But this is show number 63, saints. 63. Hallelujah. On this 14th day, hallelujah, of August, glory, 2016. Glory to the King. Let's see what we got. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. But you know what I was thinking on also, saints, is we really are blessed, and you know, you heard me say this many times, and as the letters and all throughout the book, it tells us about being thankful. I really am thankful, saints, for our shepherd, you know, for many different reasons. You know, I see, you know, I was just so, you're not blown away, but it just was a beautiful Shabbat, you know, just the preaching aspect of it, and as well as the teaching. You know, we need it all. We definitely need it all, and it's all very instrumental to our growth. But when you know, you see him preaching like he did on Shabbat about Noah, and how that thing just really just spoke volumes. I mean, it came to life. You know, you see in modern day times how this man is really preaching to the people. You know what I mean? Come out of here, my people. Come out. And be separate. You know what I mean, saints? And, man, it just was impactful. It really was. You know, nobody's going to be blamed, saints, but you, for the actions that you take. There's no excuses whatsoever at all, because you have all this at your fingertips. You know what I mean? You have all, you hear the words of the Most High. You hear it from a shepherd. There's not going to be any excuses. Hallelujah. Let the people laugh. Let them talk. Let them do whatever. Just as it did in Moses' day. But it's going to be a sad day. I tell you, it's going to really be a sad day. Don't you be caught off guard. All right, saints? The trumpet has been sounded. The trumpet has been blowing for some time now. So some of you, if you ain't getting it, man, your time is running short. Better jump on board. You really, truly better jump on board. And you better get ready, too, saints. Get ready for what's coming ahead. I'm excited about the feast of the Most High Yah. They're coming. They're here, almost here. So make sure you're preparing yourself and get yourself ready. Hallelujah. But that preaching on yesterday and the teaching, They were both really good. And you know, I heard a brother, he came up to me and he told me, you know, he was like, I'm so excited because, you know, when I first came in the way, I couldn't really comprehend what was going on, you know, with these teachings on the Gentiles and on these Jews. He said, but now, you know what? It's like a light bulb has gone off. I'm starting to really comprehend what's going on now. So that's always a blessing. You know what I mean? That's always a blessing. Because I remember first, you know, when I came into the way, it was a lot of stuff was new to me, very much new to me. Hallelujah. But we thank God for the Holy Spirit. He's going to lead us and guide us to all truth. Hallelujah. So wonderful job by our shepherd. And he shows us, even by what he does, how, you know, he really does have a vision for Yah's people. Hallelujah. So that we don't perish. Hallelujah. And we can see the work that he's doing. And every single time it just never seems to cease me, to amaze me, like the level of how sincere he is in what he does and preparing. You can see his work. You can see what he believes by what he does. Hallelujah. And what a true example that we have. A great example we have in this time we're living in. Glory to the King. So we thank God for him. Keep them lifted up, saints. Keep them lifted up and be diligent about it. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Let's see what I got. I'm going to this real quick right here. Not to be babbling and running my mouth. Hallelujah. But just one thing that I had and I wanted to share with you. And it comes from 2 Samuel here. And you all know the story of Uriah the Hittite and what went on with him and King David, you know, and how King David, you know, he saw his wife, Bathsheba, one day, and he was really just blown away by her, and he wanted to have her. All right, you know what the acts that he did, where he laid with her and she was with child, and how he even eventually had Uriah killed, basically, had him put on the front line in battle. Hallelujah. And he actually took his wife. Hallelujah. So, and that's 2 Samuel 11. But what I wanted to focus on real briefly here is 2 Samuel. I'm going to start at 12. 2 Samuel chapter 12. And I'm going to start at verse 1. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. All right. And it says here. It says, and Yahweh sent Nathan unto David. And he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had brought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own meat and drink of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him. But he took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as Yahweh liveth, the man that had done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus said Yahweh Elohim of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had not had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such as such things, such and such things. Verse 9 says, wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of Yahweh to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore, the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus said Yahweh, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes, and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. For thou didst it secretly. You hear that, saints? For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against Yahweh. And Nathan said unto David, Yahweh also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Verse 14 says, howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of Yahweh to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. Glory to the King. You know, saints, a few things just stuck out to me in this passage. And it was more so about, you know, secret things, you know what I mean? And how, you know, it doesn't matter what you think in your mind or how you perceive this situation, how it went down, or how the Most High Yah handled this situation. Because he told him, you know, he forgave him for it, you know. And that has nothing to do with, we don't have nothing to do with that. You know what I mean? How Yah handled this. But as we're looking at it in hindsight, we can make all types of assumptions and judgments and things and say, you know, that was just evil, that was wicked, or whatever the case is. But the thing is, we don't focus and pay attention to ourselves and the things that we do, you know, and we do them secretly. And then we think nobody sees it and nobody really knows what's going on. And you see, this has been coming out late as of lately. You know what I mean? The hidden things of the heart and the hidden sins of the heart that we don't even think nobody catches on to them. Although you may not be slaying nobody or smiting them openly, but you do it in secret, or you do it in a way in which they might not die physically, but you're harming them. You're still putting, you know, your hands on them. You're still speaking evil. You're still doing all of these things, and you think you're doing it secretly. But Yah, just as he saw King David, I mean, he sees everything that we do, and none of us are escaping. And you better know, just as you do things in secret, he's going to do it openly. Your punishment is going to be open. Hallelujah, and it's going to be seen. So let us not forget that. I'm going to read one thing here. We got to be careful not to despise the commandments of Yahweh. First and foremost, all right, saints of the Most High Yah. We've been warned too much, you know what I mean? For too long we've been warned. You know, we risk some swift judgment, really, if we continue on in this behavior. And you know the sins of your heart. You know the wickedness. You know your own heart knows its bitterness. You don't have to come and ask me, you know, what you see in me or what's going on with me that you see. You know clearly what's going on. Let me read this real quick. This is from a more excellent way. and just talking about just bitterness and talking about just that last point of violence and murder. Let's see how it's talked about in this book here. All right, more excellently. Y'all familiar with that? And it's on page 101. Talking about violence. Page 101. After hatred comes violence. Violence says this: before I eliminate you, you are going to feel my pain. You are going to hear my voice. You are going to know my hatred. You are going to experience it. And he goes on to talk about murder. And it says, once violence erupts, the final fruit of bitterness is murder. This can be actual physical murder or murder with the tongue, which is character assassination or verbal abuse. Whenever I find any of these in a person's life, all the stuff from here, the mind to here, the heart, is there. I know if we do not deal with it, it's going to go to the heart and to take up residence. So what am I giving you right now? And it says discernment. When hatred, violence, and murder are in someone's life, they feel they are justified and everybody else is going to pay the price. Have you ever been a victim of this? Did you feel defiled? Have you perhaps made a victim of someone else on this bias? I have found that if any one of these seven areas answering to bitterness exists, all of the preceding ones will be there from the one area. I've noticed if left unchecked, all the rest will surely come. For example, if you see hatred in a person, unforgiveness, resentment, retaliation, and anger always proceed. Also, even of the seven, it's progressively worse than the one just preceding it. For example, violence is a much more serious problem than resentment. Hallelujah. So we got to really be careful, thank the Most High Yah, and watch, you know, the things that come out of our mouths, and you know, that the things that we do and say, and thinking it's in secret. Hallelujah. But they produce much harm. And this really shows the level, how far gone we are, how much bitterness is really in that heart. Hallelujah. But as we see this situation, it was really, you know, it was a situation that happened naturally. But just looking at the, you know, spiritual side and look at us, what's going on today, no, we're not smiting people with swords, or we're not killing them in that manner. Hallelujah. But it's the hidden things and the hidden sins and the hidden things that we think, you know, that aren't seen, and how we are really affecting one another. Hallelujah. Even the fact when we don't want to, you know, we think nobody see how we, you know, we'll hug this brother or we'll hug this sister, but then this other one, we will ignore them totally. You know, keeping all this junk up. Don't have no forgiveness. Why is it that we can't forgive? Why is it? But we want forgiveness for all of our sins. We want forgiveness. We want to be forgiven. We're something else as a people. We truly are. So let us rise above the foolishness, Israel. Let us rise above all of it. We cannot give these heathen, we cannot give the enemy an opportunity or occasion to blaspheme the Most High Yah by our wicked deeds and our wicked actions. Hallelujah. We cannot bring the name of Yahweh to any shame. We got to show that love that's spoken about so many times in the letters and telling us how we need to be tenderhearted one to another. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Read a couple things here. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 3:8-12. And it says, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, Be pitiful. Be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrarywise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Saints, I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. Stay tuned. I'm going to do a quick ministry break and be right back. Hallelujah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry and growth within you, your family, and life as well, please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Yes, sir, the King is coming. Glory, hallelujah. And so, Israel. Well, yeah, thanks. Just wanted to say that with you just briefly here. Like I said, I didn't have much this evening. Wanted to just come on here, make that announcement, say thanks to you all. Blessings to you all. Just keep, you know, striving nonetheless in any fighting against any opposition, you know, that comes your way. Realize, saints, that it's walk. It takes some, definitely takes effort, no doubt about it. You know, and the thing we need to do more than anything is take heed to the teachings, take heed to the warnings. Hallelujah. We can't keep going back and making the same old mistakes year and year, year after year. Hallelujah. So y'all definitely, you know, just do whatever you can. Thank the Most High Yah. As we strive for perfection, as we go from grace to grace, faith to faith, to glory to glory. Hallelujah. And as we're learning and just improving in our lives and in our relationship one to another, relationship to the Father, is really important. Hallelujah. But how can we say that we love the Father? We can't even love our brother. We can't even love our sister. We can't even love the people that we see, you know, on a daily basis. You know, the one that we call our brother. How can we? You know, we're lying. We're lying to ourselves. Glory to the King. But definitely, thanks. Y'all be encouraged, man. Thanks be. Just stay prayed up throughout the week. Lift up one another. Let's see what else we got. Definitely, we need it. Marie, just a couple, one more thing here I got for you. As we go, as it depart. Ephesians here, Ephesians 4, and I'm going to read 18 through 32. And it says, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of Yah, through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after Christ is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of Yah, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as Yah, for Christ's sake, had forgiven you. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. So thanks. Hallelujah. That's those are some words, you know, for us to really think on and meditate on. But y'all be at peace throughout the week and be encouraged, and definitely keep one another lifted, keep our pastor lifted. And elders and heads of the assembly, glory to the King. And so you'll have someone else to look forward to on next Thursday. Next Thursday will be another elder here that'll be, you know, hosting the show on brother segment. Hallelujah. So bless you all, saints. Y'all be encouraged. King is coming. Glory to the King. Elder Donnie here signing off. Shalom, shalom.